All right, let's continue with a historian who's covered this team's past, Michael Richmond, on our Beltway Blitz. And Mike, it is great to catch up with you. I wanted to tap into you, as I am want to do when big days are taking place. I wanted to go back when Dan bought the team for a moment. So remind me how it all worked out, that not only did he get the team, but it was a 31-0 vote. And he was kind of beloved initially, both in league circles and by fans. What do you remember about May 24 years ago?
I remember that Dan Snyder was not the initial, he wasn't the majority owner in that deal at first. Majority owner was the fellow who owned the New York Islanders. So, and then NFL denied his ownership bid. I don't remember exactly why. I think it had something to do with equity or whatever in his worth. So they denied it, and that's when Snyder was elevated to become the majority owner at that time. That was following, I mean, the Redskins, they had a 6-10 year in 98, and then when Snyder took over, I'm sure you know this, they had probably his best season in 1999. 10-6, they won the NFC East, they went to the second round of the playoffs. That was a really great year, and they were a botched field goal attempt snap from winning that second round playoff game against Tampa Bay. So that they could have gone even farther that year.
So Michael, sorry, I'm old enough to remember all the greatness of what happened in the 80s, and then, you know, 91, the best team I ever saw, or certainly among them. As good as the 80s in that period were, that's how bad the 90s were going. I remember, you know, as a middle schooler, then into high school, they were a disaster. So I was actually excited that this was going to get away from kind of this tail end of Jack Kent Cook, who, you know, whether he checked out or there was feuding among the family, this young hotshot who was a fan of the team, who was going to be just like me in a few years, making all the decisions. It seemed like the ultimate win-win no-brainer. I'd love for you to take us back to that. I don't think that sentiment, I was alone in that. And then two, where you thought maybe the first oh no kind of moment happened.
Sure. Well, here's the first major mistake I would say that Snyder made at the time. And let's touch on that 99 season again. Okay, they had a really solid year, and they were so close to advancing in the playoffs. What Snyder did is he destroyed the chemistry on that team. When he, in that offseason, in that 2000 offseason, he went after those big free agents, big so-called free agents who were past their prime. I mean, he thought at the time, I mean, he was like a kid in a candy store. He thought at the time that, you know, I'm just going to get these big-name free agents and, you know, had a great career, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, Jeff George he got to, which alienated Brad Johnson. That was a terrible, terrible move. So that was his first major mistake as an owner in terms of, I believe, personnel. I mean, because that 99 team, they had some really, they had good players on the team. Brad Johnson had a 4,000-yard passing year in 99. I mean, he could have been the quarterback in the ensuing years, and then as it all happened, you know, he wins a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay in the 2002 season. So, you know, that's all history. But so that was his first, Snyder's first big mistake in terms of personnel, putting his fingerprints on the team, thinking that you're going to win right away in the NFL. And we all know the NFL doesn't work that way. I mean, you've got to build up to it. So that was the first major mistake there. And first major mistake in terms of the fans was charging fans to attend training camp that 2000 year. I mean, that really started giving him a bad name. It made him look greedy, started alienating fans. That was bad on that front.
To park and then to attend training camp both at the same time. Michael, before we let you go, and Michael Richmond, our guest, wrote, when they were still called this, the Redskins Encyclopedia, a historian of the organization. What would you tell Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales and this group about this fan base and about the future of football in D.C.?
Yeah, I would tell them, hey, you know, it's a rabid fan base. I mean, it's like they need an awakening of a sleeping giant right now. I mean, this fan base has been so distraught in recent years, you know, with the mediocrity, the quarter century of mediocrity, you know, only six playoff seasons, two playoff wins. So they haven't had much to root for, and you've got to really feel for the younger generation growing up with this type of a franchise, of a Washington team. So I would tell them, hey, you know, make smart personnel moves, tap into – very smart coaching staff, very smart leaders, and you know, just make the right personnel decisions and don't press that button thinking that you're going to win right away. I mean, it's going to take a few years to really turn this franchise around, in my opinion.
Michael, thank you. Really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the day.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Be well. There's Michael Richman, who wrote the encyclopedia on this organization, which is going to have a new owner any minute now. I mean, we're waiting for word. It's supposed to come down this hour ahead of 5 DMV time.